Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Farmers throw a big curveball at wheat diseases that they can't hit. Give them Green Hammer, an OSU variety marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Key diseases such as leaf rust and stripe rust can't touch Green Hammer, and it offers one of the highest protein levels in the Great Plains with a top-tier test weight. Green Hammer also offers Hessian fly resistance and acid soil tolerance. It's also been recognized for excellent milling and baking quality by the Wheat Quality Council. Put the hammer down with Green Hammer. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. Well, cash cattle activity remains generally sluggish going into midweek, with light trade developing in several areas yesterday. Asking prices expected to remain around $120 on a live basis and $200 dress, but the overall movement in the cash cattle trade focused on wide trading ranges, with some cattle trade hitting the top of last week's cash market prices. A market trend cannot be established by the movement of cattle yesterday, but does give an indication of the variability likely to continue through the market. Strong triple-digit gains during the last half of the trading session yesterday sparked renewed underlying support throughout the hog complex, although these price moves do little to change technical market direction due to the wide sideways market gaps in the hog futures. The strong rally did move June futures above $60 for the first time in over 2 weeks. This threshold will closely be watched as July futures are nearing a level midweek following their near-limit gains in July trade yesterday. On the grains, after a three-day weekend that saw rain in the U.S. Southern Plains, July Kansas City wheat ended up 2¾ cents yesterday, 4.47¼, with help from lower trading in the U.S. dollar. The western edge of the southwestern plains stayed mostly dry with little drought relief, while the area around eastern Kansas and western Missouri had heavier amounts. July corn was up a penny yesterday at 3.19, not showing much response to yesterday's friendly outside markets. The holiday weekend saw heavy rains in parts of the central and southeastern U.S. plains. Flooding is a concern from southeastern Nebraska to Arkansas yesterday, with more rain falling in the region. July soybeans were up 13¾ cents yesterday, 8.47, getting a boost from a higher close in soybean oil and the first soybean export sale announcement in nearly 2 weeks. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV. Calf raises at work. Shoulder rolls at a red light. Move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Livestock futures, well, June live cattle up $1.70 yesterday, $99.40. August up $1.92 at $99.25. August feeder cattle up $4.50, $133.30. And September up $4.27, $134.42. June hogs up $1.72, $60.50. July up $3.67 at $59.57. Grain futures, Kansas City wheat, July up 2¾, $4.47¼. September up 2¼, $4.54. Chicago wheat, July was down 2 cents at 5.06¾, and September was down 2¼, 5.10½. July corn up 1 cent, 3.19. September up 1¼, 3.24. July soybeans up 13¾, 8.47. August up 12¼ cents, 8.48¾. The July cotton up 62 cents, 58.23. December up 19 cents at 58 even. And the crude oil, July down 42 cents, 33.93.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.